face.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
That's why we shouldn't do it after a couple beers.
That's right.
We should just let you go. Say we had some technical difficulties. We had the audio, but we didn't have the visual.
All right. Episode 4. You know you were thinking it, podcast. I'm joined today by Zoe, always a fantastic listen here, Big D, and Barnsey. Today we got some incredible topics, including the Post Malone trip that I was on last weekend, the Bengals draft pick, which we will probably not talk about, hopefully, our Super Bowl picks, and one of my favorite topics we've ever had here on the podcast, courtesy of me, is the drunkest you've ever been. So I guess I'll get into what they want to know. The reason we didn't have a podcast last week is because the glue wasn't here. Yours truly, Armand.
And then Zoe over there, he was going to a party. He said he was going to be here on time, but he showed up like an hour and a half late.
A party?
Yeah.
A party.
Wasn't a pants party.
What was the party about?
Post Malone party.
Yeah.
Post Malone.
Yeah, we were celebrating Post Malone being in D.C. and not Chicago.
Yeah. D.C., I'll give you a quick rundown. Last week, I was in D.C. for the Post Malone concert. It was
a
great time.
So, can we go back a minute here? So, 2 weeks ago, we talked about this Post Malone. It's going to be in Chicago in November.
Post Malone.
Yeah.
Hollywood's Bleeding, his most recent album, sponsor of the show, of the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, as my kids are crying in the back there. We're doing this podcast via the satellite. We're actually outside right now in sunny Florida, 73 degrees, and a nice breeze coming out.
Let's get back to Post Malone. We're going to Chicago in November.
You are?
So
that's what we were told.
That's what was talked about 2 weeks ago. So we was talking about flying.
We were talking about driving. We were talking about biking.
We're going to fly to Chicago to see this concert here in Chicago.
Is that a pepper?
So that's a five-hour trip in the car. But no, we changed.
But anyway,
we ended up in D.C.
We ended up in D.C. and we're not flying. We're driving, which is 8 hours. So
what happened?
Let's talk about this.
What happened? Let's talk about it.
What about the November concert?
Well, here's what I'll tell you. I'll say this. I mean, we got there to D.C. around 2:30, and
no.
We check in.
We don't
the hotel
care about. We just want to know why you said Chicago.
We had a bottle of
in
Maker's,
November.
We had a bottle of Maker's Mark and. You know, we
all right, he's
start
avoided
put,
this
we,
way too off. Long. I think it was a drag show for Post Malone up there. In,
I'll tell you
Chicago.
What,
I really do.
I had a great time. I'll show you some videos of it.
We don't want to see your videos.
One of the most embarrassing portions of the weekend for me was, you know, when you're in the moment at a concert and sometimes you'll be singing along and you really don't understand how you sound, right? You don't understand what it sounds like to other people around you. Fortunately enough for me, I recorded it and posted it on my Snapchat. I was blackout drunk, but, you know, I go back the next morning and watch it, and it was the most retarded shit I've ever seen before. But anyway, Post Malone concert was great, which actually, let's just segue into this. I think this is a good segue. Since I was drunk last weekend, we're going to talk about our drunkest time in our lives. What was the most drunk you have ever been? Anybody want us to kick it off? Barnsey's got a good story, I think. Barnsey.
Most drunk I've ever been was we were bowling. I don't know why. Stupid. But on our way home, we encountered a big old car accident, and the guy had lost his leg and his life.
But
I was that drunk. Cops came up. We laughed a little bit and eating pretzels.
He was projected out of the vehicle, though.
He was not in the vehicle. His gold chain was up in a tree.
Yeah.
Which I did not get, which I should have.
You should have went up there and got it.
But I was so drunk, I didn't know what I was doing. The cops came over, talked to us. I was a little bit intoxicated. We started laughing. I don't think the cop liked that. And then the cop told us to go home.
And you drove home?
I drove home.
And you, wow. Okay, wow.
Nice to ride.
Okay.
You got a lot of those Delhi cops, Cincinnati cops here.
And Del-
they treat you right.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for that. I'm a Florida boy myself, but, you know, down in Florida, down there in Tuscaloosa, I was down there, man, and, dude, I had this one girl. This is totally not my drunkest moment.
Pocahontas?
She looked like Pocahontas. And she lived in one of them teepees. And she was really good looking. But the only bad part about her was her
parents smelled.
Yeah. Her parents smelled like smoke. Like smoke, like bonfire smoke. But other than that, she was real hot. But anyway, Zoe, what's your drunkest?
Speaking of Florida.
Yeah.
So that was my drunkest moment.
Yeah. Oh, when you woke up with the condom in your...
No, that was probably the second. That was the second. The first was, well, it was at a bachelor party, and put it this way, I was hungover for 24 hours.
Wow.
Long story short is I was supposed to help someone drive home from Florida.
Seems like the story is getting
and, I didn't.
Okay, yeah.
End of story.
Hey, well, here's a question for you guys.
No deaths?
Have you guys ever went to bed, whether it be 2, 3, 4 in the morning, and wake up and you're still drunk?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, plenty of time.
Last night.
Yeah. So that's another thing I wanted to say is just because, you know, there's times when you go to bed and you wake up and you're like, I feel pretty fucking good, and then 2 hours go by and you're like, I was still fucking drunk.
Yeah,
at that time you crack open another beer.
Yeah,
right. Just drink. So you
let it roll.
Yeah, just because you're trying to avoid. If you can stomach it, yeah, I think you keep going. Big D, you got a story for us?
Oh, I got a story.
Oh boy,
yeah, this is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Habit makes it short.
It probably
is it a doozy?
Probably like not one you'll want to hear, but back probably about.
What do you mean it's 15? Not one we want to fucking hear? If it's fucking gay, we don't want to hear it.
No, it was a party we had for our baseball team. First time I ever drank Jägermeister. We had like 12-year-old boys there with their families.
We might want to stop.
All right. So I'll go with mine. We don't want them to get a.
This guy was feeding me Jägermeister first time I had it.
12-year-old boys? Yeah. Hold the fuck on.
And their families.
You're
now.
Doing shots. You're doing shots.
Police
shots, actually. Shots of Jag.
She.
Hold the fuck so, on.
Here,
hold the
here
fucking.
It is about 3 hours in, and
hold on. Back up.
Were you one of the 12-year-olds, or were you giving it 12-year-olds the beer?
No.
Hold on.
Who was 12 years old?
Yeah, who was 12?
That would be Levon there.
Levon.
So it was one of your baseball parties.
One of the kids' parties we had at the end of the year.
My head hurts. Yeah. Keep going. Keep going, Big D. Yeah.
Finish it up.
There's me.
I'm just trying to not make you go to jail. Clarify this for the podcast.
Right. I've been to jail before.
So. Oh, shit.
We'll talk about that another day.
Yeah. About 3 hours in, I'm passed out on the couch. They carried my ass in.
The 12-year-olds? Or?
Yeah, 12-year-olds. Next thing you know, he woke up naked.
Another father of these 12-year-olds. So.
Oh, thank God for him.
Mm-hmm.
That was too funny. What about you?
Okay, so one of the... I really can't...
Can you top that?
I can't beat a death. Can't beat having sex with 12-year-olds. And I definitely can't... I don't really know how you follow that up.
That's not funny.
Yeah, that's not funny.
It wasn't funny with the guy with the leg. It was funny, but now it's not because he's dead.
He's dead.
And his brother's in jail for it.
Rest in peace. What was his name? Dewan?
I think it was Levon.
Levon Benson. What year was that? 2009.
Lamont.
Rest in peace to him. The drunkest I've ever been. You know, we were watching an NBA Finals game. This was years ago when the Cavs were in the Finals against the Warriors, and I had gotten to the party a little late, and I had a 24 rack of Bud Light, and you know, it was about second quarter when I got in there. Everybody's, you know, they're already kind of drunk, and you kind of feel like you got to catch up, so you start, you know, shotgunning beers, and before you know it, I mean, you have 3 beers left, and you've only been to the party a couple hours. All I really remember is my shirt was off, I broke 2 cornhole tables, and I believe I jumped off the top of a shed. Yeah, it was a rough night. I know I didn't drive my truck home that night.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, I didn't drive, which is...
No, that wasn't when you knocked off your mirror 6 times?
Yeah, that could have been one of those times. No, it's not. It wasn't. I mean, it could have been the guy who drove me home or the girl. I mean, who knows?
I'm sure it was a guy.
Probably a guy. Yeah.
I'd bank on a guy.
It's probably a guy.
And
but anyway...
woke up naked. Condom in your butt.
So, what a perfect segue, since we're talking about guys. What about 53 guys on a team here? How about we're talking about the AFC, the NFC... who do you guys have in your Super Bowl predictions? Let's go with Zoe first. give your AFC, NFC finalists, and then go to the Super Bowl and the pick there.
Yep, I'm going to go with Seattle, NFC, and I'm always a New England boy. I love Tom Brady.
His hair's great. Well, you grew up there. Yeah. You grew up there, so it makes sense.
Yeah, Tom Brady's hair's great all the time. His woman's great.
All the time.
Yeah. And then Seattle.
My
wife loves Russell Wilson. She would not put out unless I said Seattle.
I tell you what, that's good. Big D, what do you got?
I've almost got the same. I got the same two teams. I like Seattle and
holy shit, a stink bug off the top rope was just landing on Big D.
So I gotta go with to change it. I'm gonna go with New England here.
You don't have to change it. Pick who you
think. I'm going with New England, and I'm going with the Rams. The Rams are gonna come back.
Wow. Here. So they're gonna come on strong here. You think?
Yeah, I think they will. They got Jalen Ramsey this week.
What a great move for them to get Jalen Ramsey. I mean.
I think they overspent on that, though.
Two first-rouners.
Yeah, it seems like a little much for a guy for
win now. Win now.
For a guy with 1 year left on his contract.
And they're going to sign him.
Small window. You got a small window.
They're going to sign him. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Here's what I'll tell you. I mean, Barnsley, go ahead. What you got? So you guys are both picking New England to win it all again?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with New England.
I'm going with the two gay lovers from back in the day, Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers and the New England Patriots.
Wow.
With the Patriots winning it again.
Wow. Yep. Wow. Well, I got some surprising news for you guys. I have none of the teams that you guys just stated. Zero. None. Nada. My big person that's going to be in there is my boy Josh Allen. And the Buffalo Bills are going to be in the Super Bowl this year. You guys keep hating on Josh Allen. Mm. Here's the thing.
Not hating.
They got a top three defense. They got a great running game. Their offensive line is solid as fuck.
They're losing to the Dolphins right now.
They're losing to the Dolphins. Oh, wow.
What's their record?
Who gives a fuck? You know what it's about?
Who picked the Texans?
That's all. Here's what I'll tell you, man. I mean,
they're down.
At the end of the day, we're going to have the Buffalo Bills on the AFC side. And you know who else we're going to have?
No.
My boy, Carson Wentz. I mean, this guy is the most unreal talent I've ever seen that nobody talks about.
Such poise.
He's got a nice arm on him. I love the way he plays.
I love the pick.
I mean, fuck, you picked the Rams. I mean, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. They're 2-4, right? Three and three.
They're not making it. Their division's too strong. They're not making it.
Come on, dude.
They're gonna be there at the end.
When it's
all
Philly,
I'm saying is if there three teams from the same division aren't making it. So either I'm right, Barnsley's right, or you're right.
Well, okay. You guys can talk all the shit you want now.
Why wouldn't you take Arizona? I made it a party.
No, Arizona. Fuck Arizona, dude. You guys talking shit about Kyler Murray and all this shit. We're going to move on. I mean, what are we going to talk about next year? Yeah, I mean, I would definitely go with mine over there. It's because you're picking New England. I mean, Jesus Christ. Okay, so picks. This is where Zoe specializes in. He'll kind of give you the rundown of what we're taking, the point spreads and all. What do you got for us here?
Well, take them now that we know.
So we did a little bit different. We lost both of our games last week. So now we're going to take four games, and we're going to talk about who took which game and why.
Yep.
So the first one is someone took the Raiders over Green Bay. Looking so good right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders are getting 4.5.
Yeah, who picked that?
I did.
Big D.
Big D picked pick the Raiders. They're
going to
come back.
He's now talking about himself in third person.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come back here. Green Bay has not put up the point. Their offense has not been that good. I expect Derek Carr to come back and probably throw a couple interceptions.
Interceptions? Don't we want them to win?
Yeah.
But they're gonna come back and win this game 34-27.
34-27. Okay.
The Raiders are.
Yeah.
Raiders are.
All righty.
Can I talk about my pick?
I'll bring it up right now. The Chargers over the Titans. They're getting
Chargers over the.
Oh, sorry. The Rams over Atlanta.
Here's what I'm thinking. -3. I mean, you want to talk about the biggest dumpster fire that hasn't been talked about? The Atlanta Falcons fucking suck. Dude.
I kept telling you guys.
I mean, Jesus. I think Matt Ryan last week had four touchdowns.
I don't recall Daryl ever saying they suck.
I mean,
Atlanta never covers.
Matt Ryan had four touchdowns last week, no interceptions, 350 yards. They lost by 10-plus points. I mean, it's a fucking disaster in Atlanta. It's time to blow this sumbitch up. Trade Julio. Trade Matt Ryan. Trade them all. Fuck this. We got the Rams going in. I bet my life on it that the Rams are going to win this game and cover. Because you know what? Like Big
They're Lee winning said, right now.
Yeah, they're winning right now. I would have told you that before the fucking podcast and the game started. But here's the thing. When you're confident about something, you go with it. And here's my big confidence thing. You guys have been talking all this shit against me and my picks. I'm slamming the table. You can probably hear that on the other end of the podcast. You think I give
your
a fuck?
Picks have sucked all
you
year.
Talk you about my picks. Two wins. You talk about my picks. Well, goddamn it. Listen to this.
You won a game. That's
listen to this.
Earlier in the year.
Damn it. The Buffalo Bills. And the Philadelphia Eagles and the Super Bowl. That's what's going down. And this week, the Rams are beating the Atlanta Falcons, and they're covering. And that's fact.
All right, let's talk about the Chargers or the Titans there. Getting
oh, we
got points.
A guess. We got a guess.
Oh.
Guest appearance.
Miss Zoe in the house.
Halloween costumes? Talk about Halloween costumes.
Yeah, we can't talk about Halloween costumes.
Yeah, go ahead. Maybe. Tell me why the Chargers are beating the Titans.
Yeah. Chargers are beating the Titans. Whose game's that? Barzy?
They're going to score more points than the Titans.
That's a hell of a pick right there.
You should even know. That's all the game is. More points.
That's true. I took the Texans over Indy, and it's looking pretty good right now.
Really?
Real good. Yeah.
Texans are down big.
Yeah, Texans are down by two scores. Wow. But I'm confident. Kind of like how you were with your Super Bowl pick.
Damn.
I'm not confident on any pick.
I don't give a fuck what you guys have to say about any of my picks.
I'm surprised because nobody picked the Bengals today. They're up 7-6.
I actually did take them.
They're winning the game 7-6.
And Boyd just had a fumble.
Turn around and look.
Take that for data.
And they were driving and Boyd fumbled.
Yeah. Take that for data.
Look at the Rams, 20-3.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I think this is a portion of the podcast that everybody looks forward to. We're going to wrap it up here. Closing remarks. Big D, let's start with you.
I don't know if I have any.
So the closing remarks is the Bengals are going to go 1-15 this year.
Okay.
They're probably going to get the number one pick, which will they'll fuck up. But probably get the number one pick and get an offensive lineman like a Boyhe or Fisher.
Mm.
Next year is going to be
Price.
The same thing. Yeah,
or Jonah Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your closing remark. You think they really take an offensive lineman, or you think they take a quarterback?
No, I'm just saying that's the Bengals' way. So,
if you could have a quarterback from this draft, what would it be? Who would it be?
Wow.
Tua?
No.
From?
No.
No.
Herbert?
Not on first round, no.
So who the fuck you picking?
Who's the guy from Washington State?
Hey! Texan score,
ladies Jake Locker?
Yeah. Probably Locker.
Jake Locker?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't fucking play. So, anyway.
I'll go with mine.
Closing remarks?
Remarks. So far in the last 3-4 weeks, there's been a lot of secrets being kept.
Yep.
And I'm the only one without any. This guy here.
Who are you talking
whatever
about?
Whatever his name is.
Armand.
Stupid-ass name. Lying about his Post Malone shit.
Who lied about the Post Malone shit?
You
was
said
I
you
there
were going,
or not?
You said you were going in
November to Chicago.
Chicago, he's not even going to be in there.
November, December, Buffalo Bills, Philadelphia Eagles. That's the Super
well,
Bowl pick.
He's not there in December either.
Listen.
Daryl, lying about stuff.
Yeah,
Big D.
Big D not telling us about his case. I'm tired of all the secrets. I thought we were boys.
We are boys.
But we're
you
not.
Know it ain't easy.
You know you were thinking a podcast and you're holding back.
Ain't nobody holding back. I just gave you the boldest Super Bowl pick of all time.
I'm not happy with all the secrets going on with you three.
Well, you know you were thinking it. So, Zoe, what are you thinking?
I feel like you guys are trying to kick me out.
I'm thinking there's a lot of topics that I want to talk about in this podcast that – a lot of people
right,
aren't very.
Come on, Zoe's done.
Zoe's had too many beers.
They aren't very comfortable talking about it. I'll just leave it at that.
You can't just leave it at that.
I'm comfortable.
We're all comfortable. Go ahead.
That's a podcast.
I mean, I'll tell you what I'm uncomfortable about. The fucking we just got kind of glossed over it, but I think Big D slept with 12-year-olds. I don't know. I mean, frankly, I'm concerned.
No, we're about
we started this podcast
out.
To have
God.
Fun. We got pending cases.
We're talking about
when you see Bearcats
out.
Have a blackout. Is that?
I don't even know what the fuck that means. I must be missing something. I'm so sorry. So did you say your last point, or did we just kind of gloss over it?
Like, we glossed over that like we did the 12-year-olds.
I'm crying.
He's crying. Okay. And we typically do after this podcast. Closing remarks. This is what I got to say. And let's get real here for a second. When people doubt you, like these three fucks have doubted me today, just make sure you have this on voice record right now on the You Know You Were Thinking It podcast, the best fucking podcast in all the land. And if you got something other than that to say, fuck your opinion anyway. We're out. See you next week. Fuckers. Tired of this bullshit.
Suck.
Who sucks? You fucking suck. You suck. Ain't nobody fucking sucking. You fag 12-year-old. Get the fuck out.
Chicago,
I went to D.C. and had some good-ass pizza.
Yeah, you drove.
What does that mean?
We were talking about flying.